Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes. It's the 18th of January, 2021. About 7:30. It's a bit dark still, although it's inching towards lighter mornings, which is really going to suit me as we get these lighter mornings because I can start my filming process earlier. Last year, in March, which is obviously a couple of months away, I was getting out onto the Downs to film it my In Search of Sussex series. And that was following in the footsteps of, what's his name? Anyway, what was the name of his book? I forgot. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. I was out there filming. Cook, Arthur Stanley Cook. There we go. I didn't manage to do very many of his walks because most of them were church to church, and it started to become a bit pointless if you couldn't get into the church if I was following in his footsteps, because he did a lot inside the church, and so I wanted to sort of take his references, really. But anyway, that's neither here nor there, because the churches, of course, were shut, and I think they're still shut, aren't they, unless you're just going in for private prayer, and they're open at not very often times. In other words, they're not slung open as they used to be all day long and then locked at night. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. The point we're trying to make was I was up on the Downs filming these walks last year in March, and even though I would get there by, say, 6:30 in the morning when it was light and filming that early morning golden light, there were runners and walkers and dog walkers and cyclists, the swarming over the place at that time in the morning. It was quite astonishing, really. It was a bit of an eye-opener because I found I was trying to get there earlier and earlier to avoid these people, so I would have great landscapes without people crossing it in brightly coloured modern clothes. I wouldn't have minded a farmer strolling across, or a shepherd in traditional gear. That would look lovely. But when you've got somebody in day glow yellow or orange in the distance, I just find it's distracting. Also, you know, it was annoying because I was trying to film and with a tripod and stuff, and I just didn't think there would be that many people. But I was amazed how the landscape was swarming. And I guess it's because people were trying to get their walks in before they went to work. But this was during the lockdown, so they had all day to do this, but they were up at the crack of dawn. So I assume that's a habit that people had, that they were doing it before they went to work. And so, of course, some people were working at home, of course, so perhaps that's also why they were doing it. I don't know. Anyway, it was very irritating. But to be able to get away and have a bit of space to oneself without all the people, I think that's one of the things that that I crave for, because I live in a town in Worthing, which is where I live is quite busy because there's a wood yard opposite me, and then down the road is the hospital, and there's a supermarket and a park and schools. And so it's a constant flow of people, even during the March, the first lockdown, where I think more people were obedient, shall we say, and adhering to the rules. More people in other roads were staying indoors. But outside mine, it was just, it's a thoroughfare. It's not a main road, but it does get busy, which is, it's got busier in the last 30 years since I've been here, of course. And one would love to move. One would love to move. But trying to sell my father's house over the last 2 years and all the hoops that we've had to jump into that, and the house clearance and getting rid of all of that, just puts me right off the idea of moving from mine. The amount of nonsense I've got in here, I'd have to really go through. I'd have to spend a year, I think, slowly whittling down what I actually want to keep, which is something I really want to do anyway, just to downsize the inside, because I've got a lot of junk. But then to think about trying to organise all of that and move somewhere, and then where, is a nightmare in some ways, because I'm so busy making content for my channel and trying to keep my head above water in that business. So I think I'm going to give it a bit of a rest to think about that. Plus the fact there's lots of things to do in this house, and one's got to make that choice. Now that we've actually sold it, and it will be completed on Wednesday, the sale, and there will be some money coming in, I have that choice to think, right, I can either make improvements on the house I live in now, or you sell the house as it is without the improvements, which I'm advised is probably the best, because most people would do the improvements anyway. All right, you may find that you won't get the higher price, but you may save money in the long run because you may spend more trying to get everything. Whereas if it's this is the house, this is the problems, you know, this is the asking price. If you want it, have it. If you don't, tough. Because wherever you go, there's probably going to be stuff to do, or certainly with me, because you'd be buying something more ideal and probably more dilapidated because it's in an ideal place in order to get a price even in the ballpark that you want. But I can't, even with whatever money I will end up, once all the other duties and commitments that the money has is paid, there won't be that much. There's a fair bit of other sharing out that's got to happen. So even with my house price, I couldn't afford to move really to anything that I would want to move now. It would just cost too much, unless I, you know, go miles up north somewhere. Which is not an impossibility, but seeing as my family is all around in this neck of the woods, so it's probably easier just to stay put, which is a shame, really. But anyway, so I think it's going to be an okay day. It looks like it's an okay day, but I've got a lot of office stuff to do today. I've got stuff to do for the solicitor. I've got some stuff to do for all the utilities that, you know, standing orders that need to be phoned in and speak to the people to get the last meter readings in for the house before the completion, so that I don't end up paying for the new people stuff. So I've got bits of that to do this morning. So I'll probably end up doing something indoors for tomorrow's video. So it's going to be a sort of a busy indoor day today, I think, which is a shame because when I see the weather looking reasonable, I always have that itchy feeling I ought to be out, ought to be filming something, and I feel that I'm letting people down if I do an indoor one. But people do occasionally like them, so as long as I don't do them too frequently, I feel I'm just doing the best I can, really. Doing the best I can is all you can do. So yesterday's walk was lovely, round on the Whiston Estate, really, at Chantonbury, from Washington, through the countryside, and looking at the different trees there and the landscape. Some very lovely sheep. I don't know what type of sheep they were. I need to sort of find a book on sheep recognition so that one can identify the different types of sheep that people have when you walk through a field. Like so many things, you start to realize how little knowledge one knows, because one has grown up in this modern day where country knowledge is not taught. I guess there's no need for it, which is why it's not taught. But I think it's very important. You know, children, I don't think, are taught really what the trees are, what plants are, what type of ant. I mean, they might, you know, be able to identify a cow and a sheep, of course, but they probably have no idea of breeds. And maybe it isn't important that they know, and maybe that's something that one these days with perhaps because there are probably many different types of breeds, and perhaps, I don't know, the breeds are all completely changing depending on, and the fact that people move around so much, whereas in the old days, you know, you could go to a certain area of the country and you would find possibly one or two breeds that were pretty much all there was. So the South Downs sheep you would find on the South Downs, and in other parts of the country, you know, you could almost identify the country from the breed of sheep that was there. But now, of course, I guess people are buying them for different reasons and have different purposes. It always surprises me, and it's disappoints me greatly when I recently discovered that the fleeces, that the farmers, to cut the fleece is more expensive than the wool itself is worth, which I find bizarre, and that there is no use for the wool, or so that farmers have resorted to burning it, and that seems upside down, does it not? I mean, I spoke to lovely Mary Hammond, who makes the jumpers that I purchase, and I said, are they pure wool? And she said, no, it's a mix. And she said, well, wool would be more expensive. And I thought, what? How can that be? If the fleeces themselves are so, you know, if to cut a fleece, I don't know what it is, per fleece is, what, £8 a go or something? But that's more than what the whole fleece is worth. And so it's not even turned to wool. You just think, so there's an abundance of fleece that makes wool. And why is wool more expensive? It must mean that the other stuff is incredibly cheap, which is a shame, because I would much rather have pure wool than the man-made fibres in there. I just think it would be a service to the farmers, and give them reason to be keeping, you know, extra reason to be keeping the sheep, if they were able to sell their fleece at a reasonable sum to make a profit, so that we can have cheaper wool and have proper wool again. I don't know enough about it to understand quite why, but one assumes that the other stuff, the mix, is so cheap that it's really undercut what wool would be. And maybe there's some advantages to this man-made fibre, because perhaps they put in some waterproofing agent or something, or water repellent stuff. I don't know, that perhaps wool, by the time it's processed into strands and then knitted into jumpers, doesn't have. I don't know. I would be interested actually to find out whether wool, pure wool, is still a better material. But I would like it, because I suppose I always think that man-made stuff has had to have some chemical processing gone, which can't be good for the planet, whereas wool is, you know, it's quite a, well, it's not necessarily a simple process. You've got to do the carding, haven't you, and the spinning and all of that, which has got to be powered by something. But when you think that at one point, this sort of stuff, when it was powered by water mills or even windmills. So the power was not generating diesel fumes or coal fumes. Or, of course, it was done by hand, which would make it very expensive, of course, these days. But, that's something to find out about, really. Something I need a book on it. I need a book on the pros and cons of wool and why it is so expensive. But it just seems sacrilege anyway. That's what it does to me. Right, so I'm going to just leave this as a shortish one today. It's got more lighter now as we've gone on. So, yeah, by 8 o'clock, it's reasonably light, I've noticed. By 8:30, it's quite good in terms of being out filming. So I am looking forward to the earlier mornings. It just means I've got to get myself up even earlier to be ready to go out. But if I know it's going to be fine, We just want the restrictions lifted. We want life to get back to normal, and that would make life so much easier. But we are where we are, I suppose. Anyway, I haven't done a rant or a moan about the current situation for a while, so I feel there's one of those coming. You're just waiting to see what happens. Anyway, take care, have a good day, whatever you're doing, and we will proceed as ever, we will proceed, I can't think of the words, slowly but surely, I guess. That'll do for today. Anyway, have a good week, and I will, don't forget, we have the Vobe show tonight. We have continuing with our reading of Children of the Archbishop, which is a hilarious book, I have to say. And then there's the film today is Woodland Ghosts. So I hope you enjoy all my nonsense that I put out. Until next time, bye for now.